A U.S. district judge has ruled in favor of a man who was detained by the Marion County Sheriff's Office under the request of the Federal Department of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Judge Sarah Evans Barker ruled in favor of Antonio Lopez Aguilar in the Indiana chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union last week. Judge Barker's decision upholds a prior settlement reached between the ACLU and the City of Indianapolis, which stated that Marion County Sheriff's Department would not hold people in detention without a warrant or probable cause. Lopez Aguilar was reportedly detained in court by the Sheriff's Department in September of 2014, after the Sheriff's Department received an unofficial request from ICE to hold him in custody. Lopez Aguilar was in court on the misdemeanor offense of driving without a license. Lopez Aguilar's case was taken up by the Indiana ACLU, who argued his Fourth Amendment rights, those prohibiting search and seizures without probable cause, were violated. In July of this year, a court ruled in favor of Lopez Aguilar and issued an injunction prohibiting the Marion County Sheriff's Department from detaining people on ICE recommendation without a warrant. The federal government intervened in the injunction. Barker's decision last week issued a final verdict on the case upholding the injunction. In her decision, Barker wrote, quote, "The full extent of federal permission extended to the states to cooperate in federal immigration enforcement does not permit a state to require its law enforcement officers to comply with removal orders standing alone or ICE detainers standing alone," end quote. A full copy of Judge Barker's decision is available at wfhb.org following this broadcast.